4 days. It's very short notice.
Can't afford any delay. Every time these bastards change tactics on us, we end up getting hurt bad. Listen, Tom, I want you to take a scout into the city tomorrow. Identify secure routes for your vehicles. Give me one last good eyeball recon on that structure.
Downtown's a long haul. We gotta have units closer in.
We did have units closer in. 7th Mass started to pull back. The aliens hit them hard. Terry Clayton may have been a son of a bitch, but he wasn't lying about the 7th.
They're gone?
Yep. And we lost contact with the 4th and the 5th. But the attack plan remains the same. 4 units, 1 assigned to each leg of the structure. We blow those demo charges simultaneously. The structure collapses. Which brings me to the issue of demo and high explosives. How are we doing on that?
No, raw materials aren't a problem, but we've stalled on
the
build.
Our people don't have the most expertise in the making of bombs. Something that I normally take comfort in.
Well, we might have caught a break.
How's the patient?
Recovering. Reminding me every day why I specialized in pediatrics.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
Who the hell is this?
Name's Pope. He must be Porter. I'd stand and salute, but,
Isn't he the ex-con that fired on your unit?
That is so 3 weeks ago.
Saved a bull. Tell him what you told me.
I hear you're looking to drive a truckload of high test into that Skidder Palace downtown. That sounds like one tricky piece of demolition work.
And you know something about demolitions.
Thing or two. You know, around the water cooler.
That makes you some kind of expert?
Around my water cooler, yes, it does. Listen, Chief, if you do this thing wrong, odds are you're gonna blow up your little scout troop fund before you ever roll into downtown Boston. Understand that?
Now, somebody give me one reason why we need to trust this guy.
We shouldn't. Other than he came back for Hal and Matt. He makes bread. We don't have a lot of options.
All right, Pope, convince me.
Everything I know was shown by an ex-Marine, used to live in Dorchester. He's told me how to make a platter.
Where'd you draw this?
It's art therapy.
Therapy?
I asked Rick to sketch what he was thinking. Sometimes it can help kids who've been in a traumatic experience get their feelings out.
What made you draw this? I'm talking to you.
All right. He knows a thing or two about demolitions. But he's design only. I don't want him anywhere near the raw materials.
Right.
And he's under guard at all times. You two get those damn demolition charges made.
Okay.
Take it. Take it.